This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. And a big shout out and a welcome to all of the wounded warriors who are here in Tampa to take part in the 2019 SOCOM Warrior Games. I'm going to be a part of that, and I'll tell you more about that as the show goes along. Now, also to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you so very, very, very much. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hello, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and hi, everybody on the Third Watch. And, yeah, we got a lot to get through here tonight. I'm glad I had my chocolate. This is the first Showers of Blessing. These Showers of Blessing nights are getting something, Captain. I got four pages here. We're going to be doing them straight through next week. That's all I can say. Now, Captain's going to get mad at me. I don't care. Many people said, ooh, he's perfect for this.
Oh, jeez. Yes. I'm not going to get mad.
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. He couldn't get mad at me, and he won't. He'll stop it. Okay, this is for all my friends. Captain, I'm so glad you're one of the announcers for this, because who would be more perfect? You were a wounded warrior also. So, you know, but he's going to tell you all and keep up with that. But welcome to all the wounded warriors, and this is from 11 countries. I'm going to let him talk all about that. But God bless them. I am so into this. And all of you that can watch it or in any way.
Yeah, they'll be able to see it this weekend because yes. NBC Sports is carrying it.
Yes, and the captain's going to be telling you all about that. And believe me, I'm going to get in as much as this. I have a special love for all. I once had just a line for these people, but it was hard for me because they don't feel sorry for themselves.
Nope.
I'm going to let the captain go into that because I got to get started on my Showers of Blessing. So let's start out of four pages. I'll get through one tonight, if I'm lucky. So that tells you where we're at. Next week, we're going to go straight through Showers of Blessings, as many nights as I can get. So just don't worry if your name's not on here tonight. I promise you it probably will be. I'll be adding more than this, I'm sure. So let's just go with that. But God bless, and God bless you, Captain. I'm telling you, I have to say it. Nobody could they have chosen as being one of the announcers more perfect than you, and you can keep us up on what's going on that. And thank God, what a blessing for me to be on this show. He doesn't want me to say it, but the host we have, a wounded warrior himself. Now, all right, let's start with the Showers of Blessing, and all I say is this is only the beginning. I have to get through four pages. I have one I'll get through tonight. So stay tuned next week. All right, wounded warriors, of course, you come first. From 11 countries, God bless. If any are listening, and some might, as they start to know the captain, they might start listening to the show. God bless. Every one of you. Okay, let's go now to God bless all of you. Eddie in Reno, George the Godfather, Bill Bunkley, our dear sweetheart friend from Germany, Maria, Major Mac in Germany. Yes, Sam the Paper Man, I put your name on there because I guess you're on early tonight, so I better get him in while he's on. To Flip, yes, and to all the rollback drivers, Flip. And to you, my friend, I know you have to dance with a cane, but let's raise a hallelujah. We're going to dance anyway. We'll dance with a cane or with a wheelchair or whatever. Anyway, we all love him. Professor Dan, Professor Emeritus. I almost got that wrong there. Dan in Indiana. And by the way, Dan, if you're online, if not, we'll do this again this week because we love when you come on. Also to your sister and father, very, very important. I know you love them. He's a very good family man, too, besides being professional. Then also to Debbie in Arizona. Debbie, I've been praying about those fires. I worry more about fires probably than anything.
Yeah, she sent me a picture. It's right over the mountaintop from where she lives.
I feel for you. And and the firefighters, too, which of course, the captain was also. Sorry, I have to mention it. He was for many, 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 many years. That is one thing I have always said I will never do, would never do. I wouldn't even think of it. You couldn't pay me enough. That or a truck driver. Sorry. I love y'all. I think you're great. I couldn't do it. Okay, so Debbie in Arizona, I have been praying on that. Al in Nebraska, and I think to his son, that's just joy.
In the military.
That's right. I always...
He's in basic training right now.
Oh, Al, I know you got to be proud, Al. God bless you, my friend. Steve in Thailand, to Colonel Jim Warshak. He's the head of the Republican Party, and he's on quite often. And
he'll be on right after you tonight with a special report about what's been going on here.
Oh, that's so perfect, because he really has knowledge. You know, these shows are getting so great, Captain, that it doesn't matter whether I'm on them or not. You know, I don't miss a show.
Well, we have a news network that is listening to what we're talking about at night, and when the news gets really interesting, like
yes.
It did the other night,
yes.
They were taking my stories, and within...
Well, you do breaking news everything.
Yep.
I mean, everything
yep.
happens with
yep.
this is...
They just don't say where it's coming from, but that's
right.
Okay.
Right, right. But, well...
But we have a news network, a radio news network, that is actually taking our breaking news and running with it.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I'll tell you, 5 years ago when I first came on this show, I've grown old. Let's not go there. It was so small. It was so much easier. But not easier. Easier. But I think now it's better because I'm telling you, this is like family. I've grown to... I've talked to so many of you personally, and I'll tell you, Captain, you do have the best people. By the way, I got to stick this in there because I said I'm going to be doing a whole lot of showers of blessings next week. Is the fact that this week, for the first time in months, I received so many calls from your people, Captain, that wanted prayer, that actually said to me, God, they love God. They said, it worked. I'm doing better. And when I hear that, and they give thanks to God, because I always say, thank God, because it's not up to me. We just put the prayers out there. It's God you thank, you know. And they're so happy. Also to Catwoman, and there's the music, I've Only Begun. So be sure to stay tuned because I got a whole lot of blessings to give out there. God bless America. God bless you, Captain, and all you're doing. And I love you all. I love you. Thank you, Captain.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and we appreciate her very much. And as I said, we have a special edition segment coming up with our friend Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force, also a chief of staff. Get intel, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. We'll be right back with him right after the break. Coming up right now.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, a father and son duo at Relief Factor. Now, remember, I've been using Relief Factor for going on about 3 years now, and it's solved my problems because I've got arthritis because of all the injuries I've had in my service to both America and in the fire service. And try their starter pack. I mean, it's $19.95. You get a 3-week supply. Could go 4 weeks, depending on how you use it. You take it. You start out with it. You see how it works. And if it works for you like it worked for me, boom, you'll start taking it all the time. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that Relief Factor logo, or go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95. Give it a shot. See what it works. What do you got to lose? Well, pain. All right. With me right now, special edition, we've got Colonel Jim Warshak, who, by the way, to establish his credentials, was the chief of staff under Lieutenant General Mike Flynn at CENTCOM for several years. And, Colonel, welcome to the show.
Good to be back, Matt.
Yeah, well, you weren't expecting this, but, you know, when news strikes, we're in the middle of it, and you and I have been paying very close attention, as well as many other people, many listeners, to what's been going on in the Gulf of Oman after they shot down our drone the night before with a missile from a mobile launcher. That's the key word here, mobile launcher. So since that time, you tell me what's been going on and where we're at right now.
Well, we saw in a 24-hour period, obviously, with the Pentagon and CENTCOM planning, selecting targets, validating those, at the same time collecting intelligence to see what the Iranians were thinking, where they were going to perhaps position a follow-on strike and prepare themselves for what they most likely anticipated because of all the rhetoric and discussions in the news media that there was likely going to be some type of reaction with the call by the president. And That did come into play early this morning hours, where targets were set and ships and aircraft were launched in place, or were in place and launched. And then subsequently, I suspect due to new intelligence, mm-hmm. while those aircraft were in air, they were called back and the mission was stood down. So that's where we're at right now.
And I get it. I thoroughly understand. But again, the problem that I have right off the bat is Mitch McConnell coming out in the driveway yesterday and making that ridiculous comment in front of the world for the world to see. And, of course, the comment was the airspace, let's see, limited strikes are coming now. Right?
That's right. And that's exactly what I'm referring to, where the Iranians heard that, and whatever targets that they had that we were looking at moved.
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
Well, that's because they were mobile. See, remember I mentioned...
Right, that's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they heard Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm. They reacted. And as those aircraft and ships were on the move, we got instant mm-hmm. last breaking minute or late breaking intelligence that they did move. Mm-hmm. I would expect that to happen. Mm-hmm. And that forced the Pentagon to notify the president that we can't acquire the targets now. They moved and the mission was turned back.
Right. Now, there is a race on right now in the Straits of Hormuz to get the wreckage of that drone. And I don't know that there's any Iranian gunboats approaching our vessels or fast boats or whatever it is they got out there right now. But we are definitely trying to retrieve the wreckage, correct?
Yeah, there is a recovery operation going on right now, obviously under the guidance of the Navy. And I would tend to think the Iranians, as much as they may have wanted to get that drone, realize that they're not going to get the opportunity. Now, since the wreckage did land in international waters, our Navy gets to protect it. And if the Iranians come close, I would suspect that could be a situation for them. So,
well, I'm going to address that situation right now. I believe if the Iranians come close to one of our ships or get within range and they're warned off, however we're going to warn them off, and they continue on, that we could very easily hear about an Iranian gunboat being sunk.
That's exactly right. And that's an opportunity where they will learn very quickly that we're serious. Mm-hmm. And I think they may not have the capability to recover it. You know, we've got two large task force in the Persian Gulf now, and mm-hmm. they are certainly outgunned by the virtue of what we have in the Gulf right now. So I tend to think they may have turned their backs on that and said, you know, better luck next time. So we'll see. And of course, this isn't over yet.
No.
They are going to continue to play cat and mouse with us on mm-hmm. on various types of operations. You know, they're ordering their Houthi rebels in Yemen to fire missiles and to do things against Saudi Arabia. All these things are mm-hmm. provoking and provocative type military actions to try to draw the U.S. into some type of shooting wars, and that's what they want.
And the report yesterday was the Houthis took out a power plant somewhere in southern Saudi Arabia and knocked all the power out.
Right, and we've seen that going on. Hasn't been in the news much, but that's been going on for the last year or so.
Right,
and we have folks in the region, advisors and what have you, to help prevent that. But the Houthis are a standalone force funded by the Iranians. Of course, the other problem the Iranians have is they've got an economic situation in their country because of the sanctions that the U.S. has imposed, and they're not getting the money they used to be getting for their gas and oil, and it's having an effect on the Houthis. It's having an effect on Hezbollah. It's having an effect on Hamas because they're not getting the funding because it's not there. So we can expect to see some some types of instigation type ops by them just to force the U.S. to have to look in different directions. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of those kind of things happen and perhaps against Israel, well, and try to draw Israel into this as well.
I said this before after the close call that a group of us had a conference call with Senator Lindsey Graham last week and some things that we couldn't talk about. And then Lindsey Graham stood up there with a bunch of reporters in the hallway of the Senate office building and mentioned one of the things he told us we couldn't talk about. He says, Iran's got two refineries. And don't be surprised if they have one refinery pretty soon. And he said that, and that was, again, telegraphing your move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he said it in front of the reporters, so I'm just thinking to myself, well, geez, he told us it was off the record, couldn't say anything about it, and then he turns around and says it.
Some of these members of Congress have a thing about making themselves sound important, and unfortunately,
yep,
that doesn't do us good, and it certainly doesn't do our military good.
Nope. Because when you're told not to say something, you don't say something.
Exactly.
And, folks, I'm talking to Colonel Jim Warshak now. The Colonel and I talk usually every Wednesday morning from 5 to 5:30 in what we call the Colonel's Corner. It's become a very popular segment, too, Colonel. I've now got people asking me questions for you to follow up with, which I'm going to have to start sending to the questions.
Okay.
But I appreciate it, and we're running out of time, and I just want to give you an opportunity again to tell everybody. Now, you do have a Facebook page, and you're posting things on Facebook, and I just shared the article that you just put up there 25 minutes ago. It's over on my Facebook page, and it'll be on my radio show Facebook page in just a minute.
Yep, just Jim Warshak on Facebook, and we try to put a few military, national security-related key issues up there, amongst other things, political, what's going on both with the president, and we report on that, and we also put some local stuff on here in the Tampa area.
Are you going to be around this weekend for any of the SOCOM games?
We are looking at going there to the opening ceremonies tomorrow.
Okay, that's tomorrow night, Saturday night, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the
right.
Tampa Convention Center. But I'm going to be out there at the golf course for the awards ceremony and whatnot. I'm they've given me the honor of being the awards announcer in a lot of these different contests that they got coming up. And I'll be doing that, so you'll be seeing me a lot. And if you're there at the opening ceremony, you'll see me there, too.
All right.
All right, thanks, Colonel.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir, thank you. And that's our good friend, Colonel Jim Warshak, retired United States Air Force, former Chief of Staff for Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, when he was over here at CENTCOM Intelligence, and that's what he does. And we brought him in to talk a little bit more and give you a little bit more information about what's going on. All right, I'll be right back with our first Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Tension grows between the U.S. and Iran as the military in that country is shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace. President Trump calls the move a big mistake.
I have a feeling, I may be wrong, and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that It was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did.
He meets with members of Congress and military leaders to discuss this situation at the White House, the Pentagon calling the attack unprovoked. In a 7-2 opinion, the Supreme Court rules a World War I Peace Cross memorial can stay on public land in Maryland. The Bladensburg Cross has been on the property honoring veterans for almost 100 years. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the two dissenting votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment. We're going to continue talking about what was not going to happen tonight. The mission, if you will, going into Iran. And yes, there was going to be a mission. And we'll tell you all about that. I'll get to that after you hear from the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for all you young men and women that have come out of high school that you don't really know what you want to do, for all you military men and women transitioning to civilian life, you've got skills, you don't know how to use them, and for anybody out there that's in a dead-end, go-nowhere job that you are using the skills you got, maybe you're working in a factory, maybe you're working in a metal factoring, a metal fabricating shop, or maybe you're working in communications, or you're working in a car garage or a car dealership or whatever. Okay, this is for you. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year unless you wind up going right off the bat overseas to one of our overseas military contractor locations in, say, places like Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Iraq, Afghanistan, or anywhere in between at a military location for a military contractor, and then you could make a lot more money than that. Now, check them out by going online to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, to find out more. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, let me start with the obvious, Iran. The president had originally approved a military strike against Iran on Thursday. And with the planes in the air and ships in position, Colonel Jim Warshak goes on to write, the strike was just pulled back at the last minute due to strategic, operational, and diplomatic reasons. Now, it's believed that following intelligence had influenced the president's and national security officials' decision and recommendations to stand down. Number one, they moved the targets, because we telegraphed our moves yesterday with people like Mitch McConnell standing in the driveway of the White House talking about measured action was coming. People like Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, in the Senate office building, standing there saying, well, Iran is likely to have one less oil refinery soon. So, Thursday evening, military and diplomatic officials who were expecting a strike after intense discussions and debate at the White House in the Situation Room amongst the president's top national security officials, congressional leaders, and senior administration officials decided to stand down. Now, the president had initially approved attacks on a handful of Iranian targets to include radar and missile batteries. The operation was actually underway in its early stages when it was called off. Planes were in the air, ships were in position, but no missiles were ever fired at anything at all. And U.S. Central Command confirmed in a statement that the U.S. Navy drone was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile, also showed video of it while operating in the international airspace over the Straits of Hormuz at approximately 11:35 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, which was right about the time we were coming on the air here in the Tampa Bay area and across the country on June the 19th, 2009. CENTCOM further noted that the Iranian regime reported that the drone was over Iranian airspace, which was absolutely not true. Now, with that being said, let's not forget that we saw the video of the missile being launched by Iran. We saw the strike on the drone coming from Iran. We knew all about that. Now, the operational strikes were recommended by U.S. CENTCOM and the Pentagon. They were amongst the options presented to national security and senior administration officials. Now, the colonel goes on to write, this is a breaking news story, and he'll have more about that as the information becomes available, and we're going to pay attention to that, and if anything changes, we definitely will let you know, because this is tomorrow's news tonight right here, and when we get any type of breaking news that's going on, we get it right out there right away. This is very important, what we just told you about Iran, and we'll see what happens. So, we know that there was a mission underway, and we know that it was canceled. Now, what will Iran do over that? What will they say over that? What can they say over that? We'll wait and we'll see what happens. Now, the Democratic-controlled House passed a $985 billion appropriations package for the fiscal 2020 year that aims to fund national security at $17 billion less than the White House requested, and a post-2001 war authorizations amendment after 8 months, also to pull military support in Yemen and defund the W-76-2 nuclear warhead. The Democrats want to control the War Authorization Act and where we go and what we do, which does not limit the president to go in temporarily without the permission of Congress for up to 30 days, believe a maximum of 60 is the way that works. And they also want to get out of Yemen. They want to get our troops out of Yemen. They want to get our assets out of Yemen. They don't want us involved in Yemen in any way, because that's where the Saudis are after the Houthis, and the Houthis are after the Saudis. And that is a proxy of Iran going up against our ally, the Saudi Arabians. So there you go. We'll see how all that works out in the days to come. Now, the Navy also came out in all of this yesterday and said that the mines that were found on the tankers have Iranian markings on them, and that they more than likely came from the Iranian military. Well, we knew that one, but now we have more information about it. So there you go. There you go. And think about that for a second, because the more we find out, the more intelligent we can be about what it is that we're talking about here. And again, I'm going to tell you what I can tell you, but there are some things I can't, and I don't, because when you're told things in trust and in secret, it has to be exactly what it is. So there you go. Now, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with what's going on. By the way, Denise Simon is chomping at the bit. She's been up for about 2 hours talking to me back and forth about the things that she's aware of. And, again, some of the stuff nobody could say anything about. But now that the jig is up, we'll go at it, and we'll see what's going on. Now, she had information. I've got more information. And what we do is we put our information together to give you the best possible report we can. So there you go. There you go. Coming up, our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. And yes, there is snow out there in the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Nevadas above 6,000 feet. It has gotten colder out there in the Northwest, and stuff is just happening as we speak in terms of the weather. They're expecting several inches above 6,000 feet. I know most guys aren't carrying chains out there right now. They're running back and forth. But I can tell you, 4th of July up on I-90 is definitely going to be an interesting situation tonight with the snow that's coming down in Montana. And there's also snow in the mountains of Nevada right there along the edge of Utah. And we could see some snow in Oregon as well tonight. Bad weather out in the Midwest. We'll get to all that. Kathy's going to tell you how to get a hold of us. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
We gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time eastbound, just like old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, Smokey the Bandit. That's Jerry Reed from the movie Smokey the Bandit. And he's chasing old Bandit up front. And, of course, Frog's in the front seat. And Fred's sitting on the front seat of the truck with Jerry driving it. So there you go. Now, it's Jerry Reed, by the way. Now, let's tell you about the weather statement, then get into the weather. Severe thunderstorms are possible Friday and Friday night across parts of the northern and central plains, southeast across the middle and lower Missouri, and mid-Mississippi Valley. valleys into the Tennessee Valley region. Now, very large hail and straight-line damaging winds with a tornado or two are the main threats, with excessive rainfall leading to flash flooding over portions of the Midwest. And right now, we are looking at severe thunderstorm watches, severe thunderstorm warnings. There's been a tornado watch. There's been flood watches and warnings in parts of Nebraska, pretty much from the central part of Nebraska east into Iowa now. The southwestern part of Iowa has got severe thunderstorm watches, and northwestern Missouri has those same severe thunderstorm watches right now. The northern part of Kansas, as well as a tornado watch in one of those areas right now, as it approaches the northern part of Kansas, right on the Missouri line, and we're keeping an eye on those things. Now, in the meantime, let's go south below there. In Texas, you have got a high heat advisory for temperatures between 105 and 110 degrees all the way up and down I-35 through the Metroplex of Dallas, down I-45 towards Laredo, down into the Houston area, down into the Galveston, Texas area. Very, very hot temperatures today. And we also have a bunch of flash flood watches left over from the last rainstorm that came through for some of the streams and the rivers that are there in those areas. Now, going out west in New Mexico, we've got very unpleasant air conditions around Albuquerque, to the west of Albuquerque, unsafe air conditions for people that have lung problems. You've got high winds, and you've got heat advisory as well across the central part of New Mexico. You've got a fire watch, a dry fire watch for the southern part of New Mexico, including Alamogordo and El Paso, over into the Rio Doso area, by the Indian Reservation, over into Roswell, New Mexico, through White Sands, and be very careful there. Don't start any fires or throw anything out the window that's flammable. Now, also in Arizona, you've got dry weather conditions there in Arizona, the eastern part of Arizona, northeastern part of Arizona, and some unsettled weather conditions around Flagstaff. Out west, California, you've got some flood watches and warnings along the Nevada border with California. You've also got in the Sacramento Valley tonight a fire watch advisory, very dry in there. People are being advised to be very careful. Unsettled weather conditions in the southern desert, as well as some stagnant air from the heat floating around there. You've got a freeze warning in south central Oregon tonight, and I do mean a hard freeze warning. In Nevada, the eastern half of Nevada, you have a hard freeze warning there with a possibility above 6,000 feet on the Utah line, the mountains that are right there, with some snow for 6,000 foot up. Now, in Montana, it's the 4th of July pass right now. It's snowing up there, so you'll have several inches of accumulation as you go across 4th of July. And in the central part of Montana, you've got snow there in higher elevations, Bozeman, Billings, Helena. You've also got some unsettled weather conditions for I-90 East and I-94. Looks like as if there'll be some higher elevations with some snow there, possibility. And over in Pennsylvania, in central Pennsylvania, from Harrisburg, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, over to Williamsport, up to the New York State line, you've got flood watches and flood warnings there for the rain that came through. We've also got, let's see, something that just popped up here now for way down southwest Florida. Let me see if I can isolate this one. This is down around Miami. Okay, it's a heat advisory that just popped up. It's a heat advisory for temperatures, LaBelle, Naples, Everglades City, Belgrade, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Homestead, and Flamingo. The heat index today down there will approach 110 degrees in many areas of South Florida. That's south of Lake Okeechobee. Many areas, the heat index in South Florida will approach 110 degrees today. So there's another area
that people need to be advised of. And by the way, in the great state of Florida, that's why we have air conditioning, and that's why it works all the time. So there you have it. That's the Truckers Highway Enviro Report brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And don't forget, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out, Pilot Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with a nice, hot, delicious cup of coffee on this evening. Okay, right away we'll drift on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Been a busy night, and I got a report I'm going to read you here because I got it right in front of me. The president approved a military strike against Iran on Thursday, and with planes in the air, ships in position, the strike was pulled back at the last minute due to strategic, operational, and diplomatic reasons. It is believed that intelligence influenced the president's and national security officials' decision and recommendation to stand down. Number one, they moved the targets. Number two, we're going to try again for some diplomacy. However, we have one little area where we're having a little problem with those little fast boats again. We're out there trying to retrieve a drone in the Straits of Hormuz, correct?
That mission's complete.
Okay, it's complete. Well, I did not get that with this report, so I'll add that to this. But we were being, for the lack of a better word, I'll call it buzzed. We were being buzzed. Our vessels were being buzzed out there by the little Iranian boats. That could have been the next part of the puzzle.
We're not intimidated by them.
No, we aren't. But if they get too close, we're going to blow them out of the water. And I've been told that by more than one person of substantial authority.
We had essentially a firewall, so they couldn't get close to what we were doing.
Well, that's good. Now, the president, of course, had initially approved the attacks on a handful of Iranian targets to include radar and missile batteries. The operation was underway, and in the early stages when it was called off, we actually had planes in the air and ships were in position, but no missiles were fired, and that won't happen because we stood down. Now, Iran is already announcing they're going to go to the United Nations. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, we heard that yesterday. They were going to go file a complaint with the, whatever. Who cares? I mean, you know, we had two drones in the air, okay? And they hit one. I mean, the video footage that we saw was from our other drone that was in the air.
Watching,
which they fired upon and missed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said yesterday, we never needed to be in their airspace or in their waters. Mm-hmm. You know, it just didn't need to be that way.
Nope.
Now, obviously for Trump, at 7 o'clock, we had a green light. At 7:30, it went, or 7:15, it went to yellow, and at 7:30, it went to red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So some other thing got in the way.
Well,
I think I may have some thoughts.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that when we come back. And again, one of the things that I was told is they moved the assets they were going after because they were mobile. So anyway, it is what it is. All right. I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live all across America from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.